of Muharram, times of sadness have come. The crescent has now arrived.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. This is Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. I'm your host Mehdi, and in this month of Muharram, we're going to elaborate on some of Imam Hussein's most beautiful dialogues. Stay tuned.
The crescent has now arrived, casting gloom on Karbala, casting gloom on Karbala.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. We're talking about the great persona of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his beautiful dialogues. It is related from the noble Sheikh Abu Ja'far Kulayni, more commonly known as Sheikh Kulayni, who also is the writer or the compiler of the Book of Traditions by the name of Al-Kafi. Sheikh Kulayni relates from Hakam bin Utayba that there was a dialogue between a person and Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Sheikh Kulayni relates that a person met Imam Hussein alayhi salam at a place called Salabiyya. Now, this place by the name of Salabiyya happened to be on the road that Imam Hussein alayhi salam had intended to for going towards Karbala. So this man came and saluted Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam responded with a salutation and asked the man where he was from. The man replied that he was from Kufa. Imam Hussein alayhi salam said, "By Allah, O brother from Kufa, if I had met you in Medina, I would have shown you the traces of Jibra'il, Gabriel, in my house, where he brought the revelations, the wahi, upon my grandfather, the Holy Prophet. O brother from Kufa, verily the wise men questioned us, and they gained knowledge from us. Then it is quite impractical that we should not be knowing about this event regarding the martyrdom." In this very short dialogue between this man and Imam Hussein alayhi salam, which is related via Hakam bin Utayba, we find a few very beautiful and profound points. First off, dear friends, we realize and we learn that Jibra'il would come to the house of the Ahlul Bayt, the house where Imam Hussein was. And revelations, divine wahi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which was given to the Holy Prophet, the grandfather of Imam Hussein, also happened to be in the house of the Ahlul Bayt, the house of Imam Hussein. And we also learn, dear friends, that the wise men came and questioned the Ahlul Bayt. They came and they questioned Imam Hussein, for they knew that the Ahlul Bayt and Imam Hussein is the source and fountain of knowledge. And likewise, the wise men gained knowledge from the Ahlul Bayt. They gained knowledge from Imam Hussein. And so, another beautiful dialogue from among the golden dialogues of Imam Hussein alayhi salam.
As-salamu alayka ya waritha Muhammadin habibillah.
And this plan
زيارة وارث أملي وحسني أنول بفضله أجر الزيارة
حسين.
السلام عليك يا ابن رسول الله.
Peace be upon you, O son of the Messenger of Allah.
As-salamu alayka ya ibn Nabiyyillah.
Peace be upon you, O the son of the Prophet of Allah.
As-salamu alayka ya ibn Amir al-Mu'mini.
Peace be upon you, O son of Amir al-Mu'mineen, the commander of the faithful ones.
As-salamu alayka ya ibn al-Husayn al-Shahid.
Peace be upon you, O son of al-Husayn, the martyr.
As-salamu alayka ayyuha al-Shahid.
Peace be upon you, the martyr.
As-salamu alayka ayyuha al-Mazloom wa ibn al-Mazloom.
Peace be upon you, O the wronged and harassed one, and son of the wronged and harassed one.
لَعَنَ اللَّهُ أُمَّةً قَتَلَتْ.
Curse of Allah be on those who killed you.
وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ أُمَّةً ظَلَمَتْ.
Curse of Allah be on those who persecuted you.
وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ أُمَّةً سَمِعَتْ بِذَلِكَ فَرَضِيَتْ بِهِ.
Curse of Allah be on those who heard this event but rested satisfied.
As-salamu alayka ya waliy Allah wa ibn waliyyih.
Peace be upon you, O the saint of Allah and son of the saint of Allah.
لقد عظمت المصيبة وجلت الرزية بك علينا وعلى جميع المسلمين.
Verily terrible was the calamity, and your suffering caused gloom upon us and upon all of Muslims.
فلعن الله أمة قتلت وأبرأ إلى الله وإليك منهم.
So curse of Allah be on those who killed you, and I disconnect all links with them and turn to Allah and you.
Karbala, as I step onto your sand, you capture my eyes. Karbala, I see heaven has been placed beneath your sky.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
Our sixth Imam has a statement where he says, Kulluna sufunun najat. Each one of us from the Imams are ark of salvation in our own right. Everyone from Ali to the 12th Imam. But then he says something very amazing about Hussein. He says, وَلَكِنْ سَفِينَةُ جَدِّ الْحُسَيْنِ. But he says there is something in that safina and ark of salvation of my grandfather Hussein, that safina and that ark, أَوْسَعْ وَفِي لُجَلِ الْبِحَارِ أَسْرَعْ. It is wider than all the other arks of salvation. And it's faster when it goes through the waves of the sea. And this is where, you know, the Imam, sixth Imam, is talking about this safina of Hussein, that it is awsa' wa asra'. It is wider than other safinas, and it is, you know, faster in its movement. And this is where we see, you know, people really would like to get on to this safina of Hussein ibn Ali alayhi salatu wassalam. And this is where we see, you know, people really would like to get on to this safina of Hussein ibn Ali alayhi salatu wassalam. And that is because of the ultimate, you know, sacrifice that he has given. Nobody had reached to that level. And that is why even the title of Sayyid al-Shuhada, which was given to Hamza, the uncle of the Prophet, was then, you know, in a way shifted after Karbala to the personality of Hussein ibn Ali alayhi salatu wassalam.
Look what Karbala gave us. In return, what can we give? I thought I'd go there to die, but in fact I went there to live.
You cannot die. You cannot die. You are alive and I won't stop believing that I...
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of the program Dialogue. We hope that you remain under the auspicious grace of Imam Hussein today and always.
And I will walk on the road you would walk. Your
at all. No sword, no arrow compares your armor shadow. Who can kill the tears that flow?